I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Here in Boston, the ongoing investigation into the Marathon bombing is still the story. And the latest information has to do with the timing of the attack. According to unnamed law enforcement sources, the suspected bombers originally planned a different attack on the 4th of July. It's one of many strands in a very complex investigation that is far from over. The World's Arun Roth is here now to bring us up to date. And Arun, first of all, what else do we know about this alleged Independence Day plan?
Apparently, this came from the interrogation of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, the surviving bomber, afterwards. And this is from anonymous law enforcement sources who say that apparently they had a plan to make a 4th of July attack to go on that patriotic day. But they were ahead of schedule where they were with their bombs, and they went ahead and decided to move things up and bomb the Boston Marathon instead. It's kind of odd because it feels like it almost has an improvisational quality to this plot. But I want to really emphasize again, these are anonymous law enforcement sources, so the ultimate story could change.
Right. That is not yet official. But what we do know for certain is that federal, state, and local authorities have been searching the woods near the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth campus as part of their investigation of the Marathon bombing. What are they looking for?
Well, they have said explicitly they will not say on the record exactly what they're looking for. They have asked residents in the area to keep an eye out for things they consider suspicious. But what it seems is that there are still a lot of unanswered questions in this case. How did they train to make this bomb? Did they do a trial run somewhere? A lot of stuff they're trying to fill in.
Does this search suggest there's a danger to the public at all?
The Boston police have emphasized a number of times that there is no they say that there is no present danger to the public.
And what is happening to the remains of the brother who was killed, Tamerlan Tsarnaev?
His remains were taken to a funeral home, and it turned into a little bit of a circus from what it sounds like. Word got out, apparently, of the funeral home that he was taken to, and protesters showed up there to protest the fact that they actually took this body in. It seems like he's been moved now, and, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Now, there was something of a surprise with the formal arrest this week of three students, friends of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, including two of them from Kazakhstan. Where do things stand with them?
Yeah, these were three college classmates, three friends of Dzhokhar's, who were arrested this week on Wednesday and charged. It doesn't seem that there's any indication they were involved in the plot for the bomb at all. What happened was apparently after Dzhokhar's picture came out and it seemed like he was the suspect, they went to his room, removed a backpack with a laptop and some fireworks, threw it into a dumpster. Again, it seems like they were not involved with a plot. They've apparently been cooperating with the authorities, but the fact that it looks like they may have been trying to keep their friend from getting in trouble, that's why they're in the situation they are right now.
Meanwhile, according to the Associated Press, the first serious change in security has been implemented as a result of this. It concerns student visas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they're going to be going through all the foreign students who are currently in America and making sure their paperwork is in order. You might say, well, isn't that already the case?
Right.
But apparently one of the Kazakh students who's been arrested this week, when he returned from Kazakhstan most recently, his papers, he did not have his papers. He was let into the country anyway. A lot of people are wanting to know why that happened and making sure that it does not happen again.
It does seem like a big failure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Arun Roth for Frontline and The World. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.